Happy New Year. Yes, it does seem a little bit odd to be saying Happy New Year in the midst of November. And yet, for us Christians and for Christians across the world, this is the beginning of a new year with the season of Advent. Advent invites us into a sacred season of holy waiting, of longing, of expectation, as we await with patience the coming of Christ once more into our lives at Christmas. In my family, I am often called the Grinch who stalls Christmas because I insist on holding off on Christmas decoration and Christmas music until much closer to the day. Because I love this season of sacred waiting, of slowing down, of preparing our hearts and our homes, our minds and ourselves for Christ to break in once more into our lives. It is a season of sacred waiting. And over the last 5 months, we have all been in a season of sacred waiting, waiting for this pandemic to be over, because this is not how we anticipated Advent would be. And yet, in the weeks to come, we are invited to slow down, to take stock, to look with joyful expectation towards the one in whom our salvation is found. We are invited into a waiting place. One of my absolute favorite theologians, Dr. Seuss, describes Advent in a very apt way in the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. He writes, "Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for a Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting." I think that he is right. I think Advent invites us into that place of just stopping,
Hello.
Of listening, of waiting with joyful anticipation, God coming among us. It is in this season that we are invited to take stock of those things that matter most to us in our lives, in our families, in our communities, and in our world. And so I invite you to join me in that waiting place where everyone is just waiting, to spend some time in that sacred place of expectation, of hope, and joy. In the next couple Sundays, we will go through peace and hope, joy and love as we light the Advent wreath and remember that Christ comes into our world in the extraordinary ways, in the ordinariness of our life. And that God has a way of breaking through even when things seem to be their worst. So I invite you to join me in this season of waiting, of hoping, of longing, of expectation for Christ to come into our world once more. May God bless you and those whom you love, and may you have a blessed Advent in this waiting place.